96 in reverse.
It is 96 in reverse, and you can't have the worst of my drink, and we can switch places. Now we are in reverse.
Hello and welcome to 96 in reverse. I am here with your hostess, your bestest, Cedric, the entertainment. Just kidding. Yeah. It's Cedric. And I am Peter, your hostess too. So what are we talking about today, Cedric? Tell me.
Well, first, this is our first podcast, so.
Yes, it is.
You know, I think starting from the beginning would be the best of why we want to make 69 in reverse and, you know, how we got connected. I think that would be a great start.
96 in reverse.
96 in reverse. Excuse me. See, I'm already messing up our first episode.
That's fine. It works.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say it like this. 96 in reverse, we started with a whole different group. But we had to like kind of squash it down.
Mm-hmm.
So then the idea died for a little while. And then me and you had that conversation and we're like, you know, we want people to know our little story and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And we want to talk about sexy stuff. You know, you don't have to be no filters here. You know,
okay.
It goes, whatever goes, goes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's basically me and you talk. Mm-hmm. You want to say a little bit of you?
Well, I 96 in reverse, I think will open up so many gateways to different things that we're going to be talking about in this show. I think that this is a show for, like you said, for everyone to be open, to be, you know, to talk about whatever they want to talk about. It is, it is based off of sex, but it is let's talk about relationship. Let's talk about love, laughter. Let's talk about heartbreak. You know, those things are essential and those things are connected to everyday life just as well as sex. So I think this will be a cool show. I think this will be fun.
I hope people enjoy it. Mm-hmm. One of the big things that I say is I don't have a sponsor yet. So please, anybody who wants to join and kick us in and, you know, give us a little kick, you're more than welcome.
Absolutely.
You know, we might have to open a Patreon page like everybody else does. But I don't know. You know, money comes and goes at the end of the day. Mm. Yeah. So, everybody needs money.
Everybody needs money. Everybody.
But yeah, let me see. We've known each other for a long ass time.
We have, Peter. That. Oh God, 2008.
Jeez, this is amazing. I feel old now. Let me say it like
that. Oh my gosh, we're like, what? This is basically we're in 2025 now, right?
Yeah.
So we're basically 3 years from a 20th anniversary.
Holy smokes!
Biatch.
Listen, I'm getting old at this point. I'm going to start getting Alzheimer's soon.
Peter, you're my lifetime friend.
That's good. God. That's good to know. That's good to know. Even though we didn't talk for a long ass time.
Yeah, there was a period.
You disappeared for a while. Where were you? What the hell were you
that
doing?
That was the time that you had Jackson at the time. It was like when you got with your wife.
You forgot my wife's name.
I know, right? I was like, let me just keep going.
Yeah, that's fine.
When you got with your wife, and then I knew about you getting pregnant with your son,
mm-hmm.
and then that period was very. I wasn't there in that time of period. I don't know. I think it was just me moving from Atlanta and coming back to Florida,
mm-hmm.
And trying to understand how to have a long distance relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we're still working on to this day. And I think this project that we're working on, 96 in reverse, I think this will bring us closer and help us understand. But one thing I can say, and I think you'll agree on this, every time that we do meet, it's like that we didn't skip a beat.
Correct. And there's a big thing that I have seen in TikTok, and you know, I'm because of all the struggles that I've been going through, right? I work for a major company. I have, you know, gone up and down when it comes to like health and, you know, I'm trying to lose the weight. And one of the big things that a lot of people do not know is when you gain weight, you know, a lot of things starts happening. Like, you don't want to go to the gym. You don't want to like talk to people. You know, you feel fat. COVID hit me really hard. I went through the struggle where I wanted to commit suicide. So, you know, one of the big things is like getting out of that mentality. So I was trying to pull people anywhere I can, friends and this and that, to help me. Like, I help them. And that's one of the things that a lot of people do not notice is, you know, you help so many people, but then when you need help, it's like nobody's fucking there to help. So when me and you started talking about doing this, I was like, okay, I really want to do this the right way. And I want to make sure that this functions how I want it to function, because I want both of us to grow from this. And it's hard to, you know, we haven't spoken for such a long time that, you know, there are so many stories in between that we can talk about. But, you know, last time I remember talking to you, you were in a very, I don't know if it was, I can't say it was toxic. Like, I noticed you, you can hide a lot of how you are as a person, and you don't let that go to the next person. But when you do want to say something to somebody, you are very straight to the point. But I don't know, with the person that you were at the time, I don't know if you were struggling or not. I don't know if it was abusive to you or not. So
are we talking about what are we talking about, relationship I was in?
Yes, the relationship you were in.
Michael.
Was it Michael? I can't remember his name.
Years ago, right?
Yeah, years ago. I just I couldn't never determine, because sometimes you will come in happy and sometimes you're like destroyed. And I'm like, what
happened? At work?
Yes.
Oh gosh.
And you did a lot. You helped me so much, because you would pick me up and drop me off at work. Sometimes we would wait for each other, you know, and you were my ride back home.
I love those times.
But one of the things that I noticed was this, Cedric, was like, you would be like, okay, we're leaving. You're super happy. But when you left me, you said, now I have to go home.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, something is going on there.
There was something going on there. I think that's for another episode, a deeper
episode.
That's fine. But there was a topic. There's a topic that, you know, I really want to talk about that stems on life and living and loving yourself and taking care of yourself. And, you know, but yeah, there was, you know, people mask things. And I was a person that would put that mask on and put a smile on and take my issues and put them aside, suppress them, and put a smile on my face to make others happy. When I was in anybody else's space, I wanted to make sure they were happy.
Gotcha.
You know, crack a joke, do a dance, sing a song, have a whatever conversation just to make sure that person was happy. But it, because my issues were my issues, it was not nobody else's. And I masked it by creating this energy from the negative energy, and converting it into positive. And that's how I operated. That's how I fueled myself at the time. I don't know how I magically made it happen. I think it was just a mental thing, but it happened and it worked for a long time. So, I mean, yeah, there was problems there. There was problems that I was dealing with, but I suppressed it 99% of the time. That 1% was just, and that 1% was big too. That 1% was, it was a bad night. that 1%. But you know, that's another conversation.
That's one of the big things that us as human beings that we can do, which is, it amazes me, right? That we can, like, you see one person and it's like a full amount of joy, mm-hmm. and then another person can be like, I don't want to even be around that person, mm-hmm. you know. And you can change. It can change your personality and how you can mask it and go from there, which is incredible.
I mean, you just never know what people going through, Peter, you know. Going back on how we met, you know, we met on the train.
Yes, we
metro,
did.
Metro train. And I always tell this story. I have to tell the story because it's our first podcast, Peter, you know. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell everything. So, you know, Peter, you was on your way to work.
Yes, I was. At,
you know, the fruit stand.
The fruit stand, yeah.
Yeah. We'll call it the fruit stand. And you had your shirt on, and I was like, oh, God, I'm going for an interview. And I wanted to come over and talk to you, and I was looking like this creeper staring at you because I was like, how do I approach this guy and talk to him? And you're like, oh shit, this man is over here staring at me. I think he's gonna rob me, kind of mm-hmm. look. And I didn't speak to you at the time, but I wanted to. And then I basically followed you to the store.
Yes.
like some creeper. Didn't you get off on the next stop or something like that?
So yes. So one of the things that I never told you was I used to work for the M Company, the Big Archers. That's what people like to call it. I'm not trying to get sued at the first episode. Mm. So I worked for the Big M, and I was a store manager at the time. I think I was a store manager at the time. And one night I was going in to go to work, and this guy started following me. And I remember it was the one on 116th Street in New York. And I went through this back alley. I think it was 116th Street. Yeah, it was 116th Street. I went through this back alley and the guy started following me. And I had just gotten, everybody that knows me knows that I always carry two phones. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like my personal and then, you know, anything for business. Mm-hmm. And he started following me and he was like, give me your bag. But what he didn't know is I had both of the phones in my pocket. Mm-hmm. And he's like, give me your bag. And I don't know why. I didn't want to give the bag. Right. I'll never forget it. I had a Nextel. That was like the pretty back in the day. That was the shit. And he was like, give me your bag. And I was like, no. And he literally stabbed me. So
Got stabbed.
Yes, I got stabbed. Mm-hmm. It didn't go through like all the way. Like I got cut.
Right.
I got cut. It went not deep, but it was in there. And the ambulance came, the dudes who were in the corner, they ended up, you know, calling the cops and the ambulance came and all that stuff. And they started running behind him, which was perfect for me, you know, because they all knew me because they used to buy food from me. Right. You know, mm-hmm. dealers are in the corner all the time in New York, especially in that area.
Right.
And they helped me out, you know, getting the dude. I don't know what happened to the dude, but that's a whole different story. So when I saw you, that you were coming towards me, you know, unfortunately, trauma, right, kicks in.
Right.
And I was like, okay, not by nothing, but I'm like, here we go again. This dude is looking at me, all kinds of weird shit. He's going to rob me. That's all I can think of. I'm like, I had this freaking phone in my hand. I think, I can't remember if I had the iPhone in my hand.
I don't know if it was that iPhone or not. Was it the new iPhone?
I can't remember. I had something in my hand. It wasn't a phone.
It was definitely a phone in your hand.
It was a phone. And I'm like, shit, the same thing is about to happen again. Because you kept looking so weird. You stared me up and down several times. And I was like, I didn't want to look at you directly. I was like, I didn't want to come up. You know, I was a little afraid of what was going on. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get off on the other stop and then take the train back. And then get off at the stop that I need to get off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what I did. And I don't know if that threw you off, but then when I saw you in the store, that's when I freaked even more. Because now I'm like, now he knows that I work at Apple, at the fruit stand. Let me say that. I need to erase that. But at the fruit stand. So I'm like, shit, now he knows I work at the fruit stand. What the fuck am I going to do? And, you know, I was like, okay. And then you came, I don't know who you went to first. If you went to...
I was with the white guy. He wasn't a manager. He was like the lead specialist, the lead concierge.
Matt?
And he was like the lead concierge for a long time. And then he became a manager. And he's still a manager at this store.
Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, I remember. My guy.
Yes, Bill. Mm-hmm. And
let me get something to drink. 1 second.
No, that's fine. And then I was like, okay, now he's coming this way. I'm like, shoot, what the heck is going to happen now? And then you were like, oh, hi, how are you? I saw you on the train. I'm looking for a job. I was like, what? This motherfucker. Freaking late to work. That was my first time being late.
And then they had the point system at the time.
Yes, they did. They had the point system. So literally, I got a point. I got a point because of you.
Mm.
But, you know, I was my first point. So I was like, okay, whatever. And then everything else from there was history, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You came in, you said you were looking for a job. And did you interview that day?
Hmm?
Did you interview that day?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I was, you know, I was there like, oh, my God. I did all this stuff for no reason. And
you hurt yourself on that one.
Huh?
I said you hurt yourself on that one.
I did. But that's one of the things that, you know, trauma does.
Mm-hmm.
Is it messes with your head big time.
Mm-hmm.
So I got really messed up that day. Because I literally felt like I was going to go through the same thing that happened to me in New York. Mm. And trust me, you know, the metro here is completely different from the metro in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's cops here everywhere. And right. To the store that I was going to, you know, that location, you know, there's cops through that whole street. And, you know, once you enter the mall, you have to go through the hotel to mm-hmm. get to the store. So it is very different than going through a dark alley in New York.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
I learned a lot that day, I tell you that. But that's basically how we met.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is history from there.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
Oh, then here's Lulu, everybody. Lulu got to be in the picture.
Yes, baby.
This is Lulu Bell.
She's like, what is that you got in your ears? Mm-hmm. Let me take it off.
She's been with me for about 3 months now.
Oh, wow.
Bad cat. She's a baby still.
Yeah, she's
my baby though. Yes. I found her in the backyard. A hawk dropped her in the backyard and was still waiting for her. But here she is, alive and well.
You know, one thing that I tell you that I mention a lot on this podcast is I do a lot of Instagram search.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do. I just don't know where I'm at. You know, I'm still trying to find myself. I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love the company that I work for now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the job, which is different. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, that's normal. Everybody doesn't like their job.
Mm-hmm.
Except for my wife. She loves her job.
Mm-hmm.
But it pays the bills and it does what it needs to do. So, but one of the things that I was looking at the other day on Instagram, it says that... the animals that come to you are supposed to be the kids that you're supposed to have, that time pass and their spirit ends up passing to an animal. And then that animal comes to you at the right time when I think I said it was that your soul makes a contract with the animal or with another soul that is supposed to come at a specific time in your life, mm-hmm, and it's mm-hmm. supposed to be kids. And if that time expires and you don't find the right person, then that soul comes to you as an animal and it stays with you during the time that you need it the most.
Mm.
And I think that's why I have so many animals, because Lord have mercy, I have had so many animals.
What animals you got? Fish?
Oh my God. Okay. So I don't know if you can hear the background. There is two fish tanks in my office.
Mm-hmm.
I have two sugar gliders. I had three. One of them died this month. So this month has been terrible for us. But I have two sugar gliders in my office. They're wonderful. I had Creamy. Creamy was the one that died. I have Buttercup and Blossom. And you can know why they're named that. Because Buttercup can bite the living shit out of you. And Blossom will scream at you. Or I can't remember the Powerpuff Girls, but it's either way around. Something like that.
Yeah.
Then we have three dogs. One of them is with me right here, right now. Her name is Mocha. She's actually sleeping. We have Mocha, we have Brownie, and we have Midnight. They're all named after chocolates, which is really funny. Or desserts, let me say that. Then we have two miniature pigs. We just had Lady Bridgerton, which was one of the miniature pigs that we had. She actually died last month. And then we have two new ones. We haven't named them yet. But one of them, we call them Pinto. I have a bunny. I call her Snow.
A bunny, yes.
Then we have three cats. Mittens, Miyoki. No, I'm sorry. Miyoki died. I keep forgetting. We have Mittens, Disco, and Apollo. Then we have 100 chickens. So I'm not going to name their names, even though we have names.
I want to see the chickens.
Oh, yes. We have 100
chickens. You have a lot of land back there. So
yes, we do. We have 100 chickens. And then we have... My wife has leopard geckos in her office. And she has a fish tank also. So I think those are all the animals. Am I missing somebody? I'm always missing somebody. I just can't. I have to go by room to think about them. But I think that's everybody.
That's everybody?
Yeah, I think that's everybody. Fish, leopard geckos, bunny. I tell you the truth, I like to have like a jing and jang when it comes to bunnies. I had quails, but I discovered I have my neighbors are Burmese, and they told me that it's bad luck to have them. And through the time that I had them, I went through so much bad luck. I had so many animals die on me. I even had a raccoon that was pulling the quails down and killing them. And I was like, what the heck? So we gave the quails away. Somebody has them. They actually wanted the quails, and they're the ones who told me, hey, quails are bad luck. So they were like, we're going to give them to somebody who has the footage, I think, to have them away from their house, because you're supposed to have them. If you live in an acre, you want to have them away from your house, at least 2 acres, supposedly for the bad luck not to be with you or something like that. So
interesting.
So I learned that this year. But after we gave the quails away, all this good stuff started happening to us, which is really weird. So I started believing in that shit. You know, I tell you, like, trauma and then like believing in shit is like, it's like they go on hand.
Right.
So those are all the animals I have. Then I went through my down thing, and I ended up getting, did I tell you I got a motorcycle?
Yeah. The BMW.
Yeah. Yeah, so I ended up getting the motorcycle. And I think what I notice is when you ride at night, like, your nerves come down. Your mind goes clear. I think I discovered why riders like to ride. It's like you feel this free that you can... You're like invincible. And I think that's why people say you need to get your power back to you. And I think that that's one of the way, like, you know, you need to be in control of your life, because you feel like you need to control so much, but you really don't.
Right.
You need to take care of yourself.
Right.
So I think that I'm still trying to find myself, because I do not know. I'm about to hit 40 next year. I need to find out what the hell my niche is, you know?
Oh, you're 40 next year. I'm 39. I'm right behind you.
Listen, these years are coming quickly. Yes. So tell me about you, because I've been talking about all the animals I have. How do you feel having an animal? Because you were like, a no-no person to animals for a while.
Well, yeah, for a while. I used to have this special cat. His name was Sylvester, and he looked just like the Sylvester the cat from Looney Tunes.
Yes.
And I loved him. And then he went outside, and, you know, he became an outside-inside cat. And one day, I came home. One day I woke up and I was walking out of the house to go to school, and then he was crawling back home. You know, his back half was hurt. And then I was like, ugh. And then my mom was like, we have to go, you know, take him and put him down. He can't eat like this. He can't sit. And I was like, ugh. And then it broke my heart. And just thinking about it, talking about it, just broke my heart. And ever since then, I didn't want any more cats. Or I didn't want any more animals. And then I met Corey, my boyfriend at the time, Corey. You know Corey.
Yeah, I remember.
And then we bought a house together, and we ended up buying a dog. Oh, no. Actually, we had rabbits and then a dog. So yeah. I had animals at that time, but I was with it. You know, I was in a relationship, and, yeah. You know, but I still didn't have the love for them. Well, Mamba, I did. The dog, I did. Mm-hmm. The rabbit, I didn't. I didn't, you know. She scratched the shit out of me all the time. I was like, fuck that bitch. And she was a beautiful white rabbit. Okay. And she was free. And I ended up buying her. And she was a bitch. But Mamba, the dog, the Maltese, he was my precious baby. Mm-hmm. I loved him. And he just passed away like a year ago. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want any other animals, and Lula just literally fell into my property.
Wow.
And I just kept her from then.
I'm going to ask you a question, because This was another thing that I got from Instagram. Mm-hmm. Have you ever told your animal your name?
No. You know, that is a good...
Right?
I never thought about that.
Because one of the things that I have noticed is you're always like, when you have animals, you're like,
yes.
Don't do this, don't do that, and you're calling them by their name, and you're saying, yada, 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 Mick, for me is Midnight, stop jumping in the bed. Midnight, get off the bed. You know, I'm sleeping. Midnight, get off the bed. Midnight, get off the bed. I bet you she's like, what the heck is going on? Because she's here in my office. So it's kind of funny, though, but you're saying their name so many times that they end up learning their name. But have you ever introduced yourself to your animal? You know?
And they hear your name. They hear your name when other people come around.
Correct.
So like from Lula barely hears my name because nobody really comes over.
Correct.
You know? But in your house, you know, Peter.
Yeah.
Your son, your wife, their names are always said.
Correct.
So you guys might be, but I have never told Lula my name.
So I have come to this conclusion. You know, I put a lot of things together. I was looking at a video the other day because it's intriguing to me. I'm gonna butcher this, and I'm gonna say sorry to this category of people that I think they're from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And I can be totally wrong. And they do these kuma things, you know, and they're like all together. And they this beautiful lady did this protest in Australia the other day, and they did their chant in the office. And she broke this paper. It was all over Instagram and all over Twitter. One of the things that going back to Hawaii was that I was learning was that people in Hawaii don't say that these are their pets. They say that these are, I can't remember. Oh my God. They're like their companion. Like they're there to help them basically through their journey. Because at the end of the day, it's like us, right? You can be there for a person for a period of time, but then it's time for you to go, and you might right. leave that location, or you might leave that house. So to me, now that I have pets, it is to me so important to say, hey, you know, I just want you to know who I am. My name is Peter. And it's stupid, though, right? To us, because they don't talk back. But I'm Peter, and I'm here to support you on whatever you need. You know, I'm here to help you through your journey, to give you food, and to take care of you. So mm-hmm. it's funny, because I sometimes sit in, I go to the back. I don't go to the back too often. My wife is the one that takes care of the chickens. But when I do go in there, I'm like, hey, y'all. I'm Peter. I'm here to give you food. Please do not attack me, because you know chickens. They will peck on you and anything that you have that is shiny. If you've been around chickens, you'll know that if you walk in there with Crocs, they're gonna try to pick on the holes because they see your socks or your skin. So I'm like, hey, please don't pick on me. So to me, it's so important now that when I see an animal, I try to introduce myself. Hey, I'm mm-hmm. Peter. You know, and I'm here to do whatever the heck I'm doing for you. So it's kind of stupid and funny, but I think that is if you introduce to other people, why can't you introduce yourself to your animal?
Right.
That I is there to that. Support you 24/7. So that's what I think. And the thing is that animals come to you in the most important time in the world, period.
That's true.
You know, some people have trauma, and these animals come to you when you know, your trauma is starting to change, or that mm-hmm. animal starts changing. If you mm-hmm. notice, a lot of people take, you know, like Lady Bridgerton, I think it was, which was one of the miniature pigs that we had, was actually a trauma. Like, they used to take her to people who had trauma, mm-hmm. And they used to calm them down and stuff like that. So if you think about it, you know, something is going on with these animals that they're there to help us through what we're going through. And if mm-hmm. you see kids sometimes, you know, they get so excited when they see that they get their animals. So to me at this point, it's like so important to like introduce myself to these animals, which is kind of funny.
Gotta remember that. I like that. I'll introduce myself. Me and Lula have to have a moment together.
Yeah.
Sit and just introduce myself.
Yeah.
I'm this person.
Yeah.
I am not your master. I am your partner, your mm-hmm. partnership in your life and in my life. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I think mm-hmm. if you take it that far and you see it like that, you know, everybody has a bad day, you know, mm-hmm. so they're going to do what they have to do,
right,
you
know, right.
to show you, because they can't communicate. So, absolutely. You know, they're going to show you what they don't want, they don't like. And there's sometimes that a lot of people have these scents in their house, and they're like, why is my cat acting up? I'm like, shit, mm-hmm. they can't talk to you. This freaking smell, they hate right. it. They mm-hmm. they can smell a mile away, you know? Mm-hmm. So to us in my house, it's very important not to have any scents, because we have so many animals, and, you know, we don't want the animal to be bothered
right.
by the area that they're spending on or that they are at, you know? So, I mean, we have talked about animals for a little while, but that's what I think, you know, that animals are so important to you mm-hmm. because they come to you when you need them the most.
Right. I agree with that. Definitely agree with that. Yeah.
But tell me what else you got. Tell me what else you got, because we got a few more.
Want to say, I mean, because we're wrapping up this yeah. episode, I'm excited to where, you know, to see where it goes and how we do. I would love for anyone that sees this to give us feedback. Tell us what you want to hear yes. and what we could talk about. We will have different topics, you know, things of the world that's being talked about. We'll definitely talk about those things.
Yeah.
But we'll have our own topics and we'll do our mm-hmm. own thing. But this is going to be a fun show, and definitely people want to be a part of it. And introduce themselves and share their thoughts on whatever topic we're going to be talking about at the time. But correct. I'm excited, Peter. I really think that this is going to work well, mm-hmm. you know? And I really thank you for putting this together.
Anytime. Mm-hmm. And I remember the big thing about this show is we're going to see things in two ways, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The proper way, in the improper way, because we're going to reverse a lot of the stuff. That's why we called it 96 in reverse, because some things are going to go straight and some of the things, you know, we're going to come from the other side and be like, hey, this is, I don't think this shit is right. I think this shit is right. And then go from there. And, you know, everybody has different opinions. So it's going to be interesting. So if anybody wants to come to the show and talk about a specific topic, please let us know. I believe our emails are coming up soon. We're trying to transfer some of the stuff from one domain to another. So it's going to take us a little bit. But what's your email? Do you remember what's your email?
It was just my name, C at
96inreverse.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So me is P at 96inreverse and the other hostess is M at 96inreverse. So if you want to come and join us in the show and listen, it is very easy. We will send you a link. You con on camera and let's talk
your name.
Let's talk about the topic.
So share your video and your sound and
let's go. So
we are on live.
So just to let you guys know, me and Cedric have talked. The first six episodes, I think we said, right? We're gonna do it
five episodes, I thought. Whatever. Five
episodes. We're gonna do it off camera. And it's just gonna be audio. And then I call it season two. You know, because we're gonna see how this goes. Season two, we'll go ahead and try to see if we can do it with camera and all that stuff. First, we're trying to you know, this is the first time, so we're trying to twinkle and see what works for us and what doesn't.
Yeah, positions, you know, backgrounds, lighting,
and all that stuff. We want to make look good for you guys.
This is not my best face.
That's okay, darling. Yeah. That's why they can't see us this time.
Well, yeah.
So
we'll come correct next time.
So ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of this episode. We will see you on the next one. I am so excited of this new journey that we started in our life. The episode will hopefully will come out once a week unless it's like something crazy going on in our lives. But hopefully it will be once a week. Friday. We're going to record it on Friday, so it might come out Saturday or Sunday, depending on how busy we are and what we need to edit. If we have to edit, we'll try not to edit to give you all the cruel stuff that is going to happen here.
The raw stuff that's going to be coming out.
Yes. And, you know, everybody does it differently, so, you know, we might put some behind-the-scenes situation stuff. We'll figure it out as we go. But thank you so much for coming in and joining us and listening to our bullshit that we will talk about our life stories and people's other life stories. So I hope you guys enjoy. Cedric, any last words?
No, just thank you guys for listening and watching, and you know, continue to give that feedback, and as we go forward, you know, thank you for joining our journey.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy the little song that I have after this. Thank you for coming and enjoying. 96 in reverse is over for today.
Good night. Bye.
It is 96 in reverse, and you can't have